from Cheyenne. It's a legislative update from Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin from Senate District 14 out of Kemmer. Senator, good morning. How's Cheyenne today?
Good morning, Duke. Beautiful weather here. Going to be a busy day in the legislature.
Always is, right? Of course, let's recap what happened last week. A lot of committee work happening in the first week. Tell us what your focus has been on some of the committees that you have served on.
Yeah, I'm, I apologize for my voice this morning. I must be talking too much. I'm the chair of Labor and Health, and that's where a lot of my focus has been. We have several mental health bills coming through on the Senate side. We've passed most everything out of the committee. We have a few more lingering that are going to second and third reading this morning, and one more in committee, but they're all doing well. On the House side, they haven't fared so well. The House side has seen a high rate of failure of committee bills. We're trying to rescue some of those bills on the Senate side, but things are a little more friendly on the side of the Senate right now as far as bills go. But I'm focused on the mental health and on the Department of Health, and things in general are doing well. Now, today that may all change. Today is the second reading amendments on the budget bill. And so we have a lot of changes and a lot of amendments proposed. I know there's 59 amendments from the Senate side and a little over 100 on the House side. So that's a lot. And that moves the money around, and that may shift some of those things we're talking about, the Department of Health and the mental health issues. So that's the big issues. But as I was trying to think, I wrote down here right now there's 83 active House bills, and there's 95 active Senate bills, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it probably is considering we've only got 3 weeks left and we've still got to finish up the budget.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, being a budget year, shorter session, and budget being the focus, you've had a chance, it sounds like, to look through that budget and been through first reading. What are some of the highlights maybe on the budget this year that's worth mentioning?
Oh, I'm trying to think real hard for you here, Duke. You're taxing my brain this morning. highlights of the budget is, you know, that Joint Appropriations Committee in general agreed with the governor's budget with just some slight changes. Now, looking through the amendments this morning, there's amendments to disagree with the governor's appropriations, if you will. And there's a lot of amendments that are being brought to trim the budget more. And as you might expect, they'll be quite controversial, and there'll be a lot of discussion, probably some heated discussion on the floor in both houses this morning and this afternoon as we go through those things. But in general, the budget that came out of appropriations is very similar to the governor's budget. And you can put a lot of different lights from different directions on that. But in general, it's a smaller budget than what we've seen in the past. If you'll remember, about 4 years ago, we went through where we were in a big budget crunch, and we made a lot of cuts to several of the big departments like Department of Health. And then COVID came along. And with COVID came an influx of federal money. And we suddenly didn't feel so strapped for cash. And the state's budget did quite well. Well, that money's all drying up now. We're going back to where we were before that. So we need to monitor a lot closer. And so we're going to lose some programs. We're going to lose some things in the state, no doubt. But hopefully we can maintain the vital services and maintain what we need to in the state. But it will be a battle. I wouldn't be honest if I didn't tell you it's going to be a battle.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin out of Kemmer joining us this morning with a legislative update from Cheyenne. Of course, a lot of people watching the property tax legislation that's being discussed. What have you seen make it through out of committee onto the Senate floor so far regarding property taxes?
You know, as a general rule, most all the property tax bills are coming out intact. And I believe the intent is we're going to put them all on the table. We're going to sit down and look at them all and try to distill the best ones out of what's being presented. There's a lot, and I haven't really counted them on all my fingers, but there's probably 15 or 20 property tax bills of different versions coming out, and most all those have come out for discussion, and we're going to get most of them out and take a look at them, and I say pick the best ones from the best or the cream of the crop and get those all the way through the process. But there are a lot of budget bills in both houses, so that's the process right now. I don't think very much has been defeated at this point. We just want to get them all out in the open where we can talk about them in the committees and really get a good look at them.
So I'm Senator Fred Baldwin with the legislative update. Senator, thank you for your time today.